和同时间我们看到的是马丁路德他当中所带给我们的。
You see, the first big idea that changed the world in the Reformation is faith alone.
大家可能应该要知道了，第一个在改变整个宗教的，我们整个宗教思想的里面最重要的一件事情，就是唯独信心。
Other religions are about being saved through being righteous, from doing religious things.
不同的宗教，对吧？其他的宗教，他们说到怎么样可以得救呢？就是你们必须要去做好事情，只有行善。
Christianity is about being saved through receiving from God a righteousness.
而基督教所说到的拯救，是说到我们从神的当中得到神的义。
That we need to understand this and then experience the gospel.
在这里我们需要明白当中的原理，然后我们去领受，去经历这个福音。
And put our faith in Jesus.
而同时间把我们的信心放到耶稣里边。
That's what Martin Luther rediscovered.
这是马丁路德他重新的从圣经当中所发现的。
500 years ago,
在500年前
next Tuesday,
就是下个星期天二了。
So let's watch a short videoTo get understanding and to see for yourself.
我们在这里将会看一个短片，让大家从当中去理解究竟发生了什么事情。我们这个短片是英语的，但是我们有个小的翻译，在你们今天的程序表里边，我们的 video one 就是这个了。
Sound?
Oh, no.
我们要
computer sound?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you got sound? Yeah.
The tent.
Ooh.
Well, for me.
All right, that's it. We have the sound. Da-da-do-do. Yeah, that's it.
At the start of the 16th century, there was just one church for Europe, the Vatican, and one authority, Pope Leo X. While for many the church was a source of comfort and security, it had over the centuries become corrupt, and rather than holding out God's free gift of salvation, it was actually selling it to people. Salvation had become a big business, and they even had a jingle. As the coin in the coffer rings, so a soul from purgatory springs.
So in the 16th century, the system of salvation taught by the church was that there was hell for those who didn't believe in Christ, and there was heaven for those who did, but there was also purgatory, on the way to heaven. So instead of dying and going to heaven, to be with God, as a Christian you would be sent to purgatory, which might be, thousands of years purging your sin.In order that you would be perfect before you arrived in heaven. Very painful process. The church invented a system of indulgences, which was basically time off purgatory. And you could buy these certificates. You gave a donation to the church as a sign of your thankfulness, and it had a certificate which said, well, 10,000 years off purgatory, for example. And they became hawked right throughout Europe. The Pope wanted them to find cash to build St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. He sent them to archbishops, he gave them to preachers, who sold them to parishioners, and everyone took their cut all the way along.
Professional pardoners would travel across Europe selling indulgences. These were essentially get-out-of-jail-free cards for you and for your dead relatives. But it wasn't just with money that people would try to achieve salvation. They'd pray, they'd fast, and they'd even endure physical pain. But even with all of that, there was no real guarantee that you were actually right with God.Luther enrolled at university here at Erfurt to study the law. In 1505, against his father's wishes, He left law and became an Augustinian friar. In doing so, he was able to have access to the original scriptures of the Bible. He could read it for himself. And he came to see that the Roman Church had distorted the meaning of the scriptures. They weren't teaching accurately how to be saved from God's judgment on sin.
Okay. Sorry, it's in English, I know.
我知道,这是英语了。
It's great to see the places where Martin Luther lived and the things that happened 500 years ago.
这很好的,让我们可以看到马丁路德在500年前他所住的地方和所经历到的事情。
The important thing to see is to understand what was going on 500 years ago.
让我们看到重要的是500年前究竟事情是怎么样发生的了。
Martin Luther was horrified at the corruption of the Pope and the Church of the day.
马丁路德因为在当时候的教会呢，是教皇他们所做的事情，他非常的惊恐。
Especially for trying to sell indulgences.
特别是因为那个时候教皇和教会他们在贩卖这个叫赎罪券。
He was also very aware of his own sin.
同时间,他非常就了解到他自己的罪。
He knew he didn't meet God's standards.
他知道他自己没办法达到神的标准。
He felt guilty and despairing.
他当中觉得自己非常的有罪恶感和觉得自己非常的对自己非常失望。
But it was in his theological study when he finally had access to read the Bible for himself.
在这个时候,因为他在他的神学的学习的当中,他终于有机会真的能够打开圣经来看。
And as he prepared his lectures, he was profoundly changed when he read Paul's letter to the Romans.
而当他在预备他在大学里面的感章的时候,他终于他从保罗的罗马书当中所学习的时候,对他有很重大的改变。
And this is what he wrote.
这是他写的。 You want to read that?
You can read it, that's fine.
他简直当他在看罗马书的时候，他简直看到了我马丁路德自己说到了，我在很勤劳的、很努力的在来理解保罗在罗马书当中所说的话的时候，他在福音中他说到，在福音中他显明了上帝的公义，但是我求保罗，我说亲爱的保罗，你告诉我，究竟你要告诉我的是什么事情？然后。 我就认识到上帝的公义是通过恩典和纯粹是来自神的怜悯所给我们的，神通过信心使到我能够称义，于是我觉得自己重生了一样，这样这个门，这个通道到乐园的门被打开了。当我看到律法是一件事情，福音是另外一件事情的时候，我看到当中的差异，我得破了。 就如我以前很憎恶上帝的义这个词一样，现在我开始把它看为我最称爱、最安慰我的话语。所以保罗在这个时候看到神为他把这个天堂的门为他打开了。
So Luther, once he realized this, had to do something.
当保罗了解到这个神在圣经这样的话语的时候，他知道他需要做一些事情。
So he drew up 95 theses or arguments for debate.
于是他就写下95条准备拿来和人来一同的来辩论的一个纲要。
And he nailed them to the door of the Wittenberg Cathedral on the 31st of October 1517.
1517年10月31号的那个早上，他就把这95条的纲要在德国的这个Wittenberg的教堂的门前把它钉在上面。He
rejected the Roman Catholic teaching that sin could be somehow paid for by these indulgences.
他拒绝，他反对这个罗马教廷当时的一个教导，就是说到我们的罪是能够通过这个赎罪券，就是去买这个赎罪券而得到赦免。He
understood finally that the gospel came to you through faith.
他发现到一件事情，圣经中告诉他，这个拯救是从神那里白白的给我们的。
So he finally understood the gospel.
他到了这个时候，因为他明白了神所给这个恩典，这个给我们的这个信心，他终于能够明白了圣经。
So what is the gospel?
而到来到这个时候，我们就要知道究竟神在当中说到这个所谓的福音究竟是什么了。
So if we can just read Romans 1:1-5.
这个时候，我们将会念罗马书第一章1-5节。
In these verses, Paul shows us the gospel. And then I have a summary.
在这个时候，在一到五节的里边，他就会简洁告诉我们，罗马书第1章1-5节，耶稣基督的仆人保罗，奉召为使徒，得派全神的福音。这福音是从前，这众先知在圣经中所应许的。论到他儿子，我主耶稣基督，按肉体说，是从大卫的后裔生的，从按圣上的灵来说。 因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。我们从他受了恩惠，并使使徒的职分，在万国之中叫人为他的名信服真道。
So this is how I summarized it. I said here the gospel is the good news that God became man in Jesus Christ. He lived the life we should have lived. He died the death we should have died in our place. 3 days later, he rose from the dead, proving that he is the Son of God and offering the gift of salvation to all who repent and believe the gospel.
什么是福音呢? 福音在这里让我们看到就是一个好消息。这个好消息就是神，他成为人，以耶稣基督的身份来到这个世界。他为我们而活，他也要为我们而死。 他在这3天之后，他复活，而同时间，因为他证明他是神的儿子的时候，他让我们有一个白白的得到拯救。只要我们相信他，只要我们承认我们的罪。And
he was so excited when he discovered this.
而当马丁路德从圣经中发现到这件事情的时候，他非常非常的兴奋。Let's
see that. Difference it made 500 years ago.
在这里，我们就看一起来看另外一个的video了。来，okay.
Faith is simply depending, trusting in the promises of God. It was like Luther had put in a key, turned a lock, and opened a door. A whole new thing. The righteousness of God was no longer to be seen as me having to do things to try to be acceptable, perhaps to God, but rather God reaching down in generosity in Christ Jesus to me, sending his Son to die for me, and my response to trust in him, to put my faith in him. God accepts me. For Luther, there were floods of overwhelming joy. It was so exciting, so relieving, so marvelous. He called this discovery sola fide, salvation by faith alone. Now, of course, it wasn't a new discovery. It had been there on the pages of the Bible for 1,500 years, but had become hidden by the corruptions of the Roman Catholic Church over the centuries. But what Martin Luther came to see was that the selling of indulgences, the selling of salvation, was wrong.
Martin Luther was desperately distressed to see members of his own congregation spending their hard-earned money buying these worthless pieces of paper.
And so he wrote 95 theses to that effect and nailed them to the door, this door, of this church. Now, it wasn't an obscure dissertation about a minor matter like some trivial saint, but a teaching from Luther that struck at the very heart of Roman Catholic theology, that we're justified by faith alone in Jesus Christ.
Okay, so that's the place. That's where he did it, in Germany, 500 years ago.
这就是那个地方，也就是马丁路德500年前，真的是把他那个95条纲要钉在那个教会的门前。
So let's bring it forward to today.
那现在我们把所有的事情看到推前了，来到我们今天这个情况了。
Wouldn't it be great if each person here today could say with Martin Luther, I have broken through into that freedom and joy and release that the gospel brings.
我们每一个人能不能够好像马丁路德一样的，好像他实验室说到他有个突破。 这个突破就是他从当中，从圣经的当中，从神的哪里得到这个自由和释放。
So let's look like Martin Luther did at the key verse, Romans 1 verse 16.
我们一同的来看到保罗在罗马书所给我们所看到的，而马丁路德从当中重新所发现的这罗马书第一章第十六节。
You want to read the English one?
No, the Chinese. You read the Chinese.
I get it. Get the Chinese one from there. Just a minute.
That's it.
保罗在这里的罗马书说到：“我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。”When
Martin Luther understood this verse, it changed everything.
当马丁路德明白了当中这句经文所说的时候，一切的事情都改变了。
Let me ask you three questions from this verse.
在这里我要问大家三个问题。
Firstly, why does Paul say he's not ashamed of the gospel?
为什么保罗会说到他不以福音为耻了？
It's actually a really big call by Paul.
因为在这里保罗真的是要对我们有个很大的要求。
Because properly understood, the gospel is challenging in four ways.
因为在福音来说，对我们来说有四方面对我们是一个很大的这个要求。Firstly,
the gospel by telling us that salvation is free and not earned is really insulting.
因为说到福音是白白的给你的，并不是你能够挣回来的时候，是一个很大的侮辱。
No, my Mandarin getting stuck in that particular verse. So,
insulting,
insulting, insulting.
Okay,
知道。侮辱啊，你再一次。
Andy, 侮辱。 Okay, it's insulting.
侮辱的。
It tells us we're such spiritual failures.
他说到我们在属灵上的失败。
The only way we can be saved is if we receive a gift.
唯一能够得救的方法就是我们把这个请求是白白的去接受回来。
And this offends moral and religious people who think that their decency gives them an advantage over less moral people.
因为那些宗教人士，那些道德高尚的人士，他们觉得他们得救是因为他们做得好，他们有这个能力做得好。Secondly,
the gospel, by telling us Jesus died for our sins, is also really insulting.
同时间说到耶稣是为我，为你而死的时候，是对很多人来说是一个侮辱。
Yeah, you know. Forget about that. It's a good time to laugh.
It tells us that we are so wicked that only the death of Jesus could save us.
说到我们是多么的败坏，我们必须要让神的儿子来带我们而死。
And this offends the popular belief in the sort of innate goodness of people.
就让很多人觉得非常感受到这个侮辱，因为他人都会觉得我们本身是善的，人生是善良的，为什么我们是要神来为我们而死？
And thirdly, the gospel is insulting because it says trying to be good and spiritual just isn't enough.
同时间，他是对一些人感到受的侮辱的理由，是因为他们觉得善，我们的善性，我们的行善，我们有这个属灵的经验，是不能请救他们的。Which
says not only you can't just be a good person or a religious person. Only those who come to God through Jesus will be saved.
不是因为我们是个好人，不是因为我们有那种属灵的经验，我们能够得救，而是单单通过耶稣基督，我们才能够得救。And
this offends the modern notion that any nice person, any good person can find God in their own way.
这样到那有些的人士，特别他们觉得 我是个好人，我要寻求我所喜欢的我方法来相信神的人感到受的侮辱。
So, and fourthly, it offends us because the gospel tells us that our salvation was accomplished by Jesus suffering and serving, not conquering and destroying.
在这里同时间侮辱了一些朋友，告诉了他相信耶稣要从耶稣得到拯救，是要通过耶稣他的受苦和他来服侍我们的时候，他们感受到受侮辱，他们感觉到这个耶稣是应该来到这里为我们征战的，应该去啊的时候，他们觉得不对。
So following him means to suffer and serve with him.
在当我们说到我们要跟随耶稣基督的时候，代表到我们同时间是要面对这个苦难，同时间要去服侍人。
And that offends people who want salvation to be an easy life.
而这侮辱的一些朋友，因为他们觉得信仰应该啊，相信神应该是让我有个很舒服的生活
，to be safe and comfortable，
让我们有个平安的啊，舒服、舒适的、容易的生活。
But Paul is not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God for salvation.
但是保罗他不以福音为耻，因为他知道这是神所拯救的大能。
Second question, how is the gospel powerful?
第二个问题就是神的大能为何神这个拯救的大能为什么是这么有力呢？
Yeah, we're going for lunch after with the warden, so
yeah, we call we
have chili.
We should, absolutely, we should. 我们啊，今天这个崇拜完了之后，我们的唐仪长，我们的唐仪长和圣马丁的唐仪长，我们会一同的有个午餐来讨论一下整个教会各样的工作。所以我们可能说不定要叫一个很辣的东西来试一下啊。
Good. The gospel message is actually power from God.
神的这个福音事实上真的是神他本身的能力。
It's God's power in verbal, cognitive form.
是神他自己的能力，他就话语的能力的当中去命令我们的。
As God's word comes to you, it transforms and changes you.
当神的话语来到你的时候，他能够改变你，他能够通过他的话语能够使你有变化。
When the gospel's spoken, when it is reflected on, God's power is released.
当神的话语去到你的里边的时候，而当你回应的时候，神的力量，神的大能就彰显出来。
It's like eating a chili.
这好像我们在吃这个辣椒一样。
On the outside, it seems cold to touch.
在我们看这个辣椒在外面看起来没有什么特别，好像有点冰冷。
But when you crunch it between your teeth,
但是当你咬在你的口中的时候，
you experience the sensation of burning fire.
你就感觉到这个好像火烧一样了。
And this is what the gospel is like.
这就好像是这个福音一样。
The gospel is the power of God for salvation.
这个福音就是神所拯救的大能。
It changes hearts, it changes minds, it changes lives.
它改变我们的心，它改变我们的思想，它改变我们的生命。
It changes how we understand the world, makes sense of the world.
它改变我们怎么去看这个世界，怎么去理解这个世界。
It changes the way we relate to other people, to our family, our friends, our church.
它也改变了我们怎么样和我们身边的朋友，我们的亲人，我们的家人，他怎么样去接触他们。
But most of all, it's powerful because it does what no other power on earth can do.
因为它真正的力量在这里，就是没有其他一种的力量能够这样子做的。
It can save us.
这种力量就是能够拯救我们的力量。
Reconcile us to God.
把我们和神和好。
And guarantee us a place in heaven forever.
而且通过这个福音，让我们在天国里边有一个永恒的位置。
And the only way to receive this powerful gospel.
怎么样可以得到这个有这么有能力的这个福音呢？
It's faith.
就是信心。
Faith alone.
唯独信心。
Faith is the connection to the power of the gospel.
信心就是我们怎么样和这个有大能的福音连接起来的东西。
Like a light switch is the channel to the light and the power.
就好像我们这个开灯的灯的控制器一样了，它可以把我们啊这个控制器就控制这个灯泡和这个电源一样。
And notice Paul says the gospel is offered to everyone.
我们要留意到保罗说到这个福音是给所有的人的。
But it came to the Jew first through Jesus.
他先从耶稣基督去到这个犹太人那里。
But then the Gentiles like us.
然后接下来去到外邦人，好像我们一样。
To everyone and anyone.
然后接下来就去到每一个人的里边去。
To the wise and the foolish.
去到这聪明的人，也去到一个愚拙的人里边。
The young and the old.
那个年轻的，去到年老的。
But he sets a limit on it.
但是他同时间定下一个这个规范。
It is for everyone who believes.
他只有去到哪些，不管是谁，只要他是相信的。
So third question.
去到这里，我们去了第三个问题了。
What is righteousness then?
我什么是义呢？
And this is where Romans chapter 1 verse 17 is key.
这里来到这里就是罗马书一章十七节里面简洁告诉我们了，因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以次于信，于经上所记，义人必因信得生。
Paul here speaks of a righteousness from God.
保罗在说的是这个从神而来的义。
And righteousness here, it means a right standing with God, somethingThat you can only receive from God.
这个义是我们只能够从神哪里可以得到。
When we believe all that He has done for us.
当我们相信神所为我们所做的所有的事情的时候，我们得到神的义。
But it's important to remember to realize how much more is being promised than just forgiveness.
但是我们必须要留意到了，我们所得到的，我们通过神通过福音所得到的，不单止只是罪得到赦免。
Many people think Jesus died merely to forgive their sins.
很多人相信耶稣他的死只是为了把我们的罪清洗。
Yes, our sins were laid on him when he died on the cross.
当然，当主耶稣基督死在十字架上边的时候，我们的罪得到清洗。
And when we believe in him.We're pardoned.
当我们相信他的时候，相信耶稣的时候，我们得到赦免。
That is true.
这是事实来的。
But that's only half of Christian salvation.
但大家留意，这只是基督的拯救一半的事情。
If that was all he did, then we just get a new slate wiped clean.
如果耶稣所做的事情单单只是让我们罪的赦免的时候，只是说到我们的生命就好像被清洗了，刚刚干净而已了。
But Paul tells us here that the God of the universe, the judge of everyone, has not just declared not guilty, but he now says that you and I are perfectly righteous.
我们留意那个创造的主，这个审判的主，他不单只是说你们的罪得到赦免，你们没罪了，他同时又告诉我们你们称义了。
Perfectly righteous.
你是完美的，在神的面前眼中是完美，没问题了。
And as I said when we began, other religions are about being saved through being righteous.
我们发现很多的宗教，他们说到我们怎么样可以得救呢？就是要去行善，去行义，做个义人。
Christianity is different.
但是基督教是不同的。
Being a Christian is about being saved through receiving from God a righteousness by faith.
而基督教，我们说到我们拯救是单单的从神那里得到他的义。
That's why faith alone in Jesus is so important to get right.
所以唯独信心，这个是在整个信仰当中非常重要的事情。
And that's what Martin Luther discovered 500 years ago.
这正正就是马丁路德在500年前他所发现的事情了。
And we can discover afresh ourselves today.
而同时间，我们今天可以很清楚、重新的去理解到他所发现的事情。
So as you go home today,
当你今天回到家里的时候，
as you celebrate Tuesday night,
而特别当礼拜二的晚上你在庆祝的时候，
take hold of Martin Luther's words when he was pressured to formally retract his teachings.
我们去纪念到马丁路德在那个时候的被要求他要推翻他所有的教导的时候他所说的话。
So, in front of the emperor, as you can see in the picture,
在这个图画的当中我们发现了他在这个国皇的面前德国的国皇的面前
in front of all the princes and all the religious hierarchy,
在所有的不同的当中的王子他们哪里在当时候这个宗教的各个领袖
Luther famously declared,
在这里马丁路德非常这是他其中最出名的一句的名句
He said, I consider myself convicted by the testimony of scripture, which is my basis.
他说到我通过这个圣经我能够知道 他在当中对我要说的话
My conscience is captive to the word of God.
我的良知被圣经的教导 所领导
Thus I cannot, I will not recant.
所以我不能够推翻我所说的话。
Because acting against one's conscience is neither safe nor sound.
因为反对我自己的良知的时候，我是绝对对，是不对的。
Here I stand.
这就是我所坚持的。
I can do no other.
我不能再做出任何的改变。
God help me.
求神你来帮助我。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.